For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. In the densely populated areas of New York City, one would never expect to find a tranquil, albeit creepy, sanctuary with a population of zero. Once populated, complete with a hospital, tennis courts, utilities, every modern comfort, this area is now completely abandoned. How could there be anything, especially an island, that is completely abandoned in New York City? The island is called North Brother Island. It is located between Queens and the Bronx. One Reddit user came across the island in 2012 while kayaking with a friend from Connecticut to New York. The pictures he took of the abandoned island near New York City are absolutely amazing. The island was developed in 1885. It was originally used to build a hospital to quarantine and treat people suffering from smallpox and typhoid fever. In the 1950s, it was turned into a rehabilitation center for patients who were addicted to drugs such as heroin. The entire island has been abandoned since 1963. After the city closed down the hospitals, they tried to sell the island to private investors in the 70s, but the cost of construction, transportation to the island, installing a sewage system, and the noise from LaGuardia Airport discouraged anyone from buying it. In the 80s, they tried to build a prison on the island, but scrapped the plan because it was cheaper to build in upstate New York. Would you be willing to wander this abandoned island? You can do it safely by viewing the many images at darkmatternews.com.
Hi, I'm J. Neal Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
The head of Iran's Cultural Heritage and Tourism Organization believes that in addition to economic sanctions, the West is launching another kind of soft war on the Islamic Republic. Speaking at a ceremony to introduce the nation's new meteorological department chief, Hassan Mousavi, he said that he was suspicious about the drought in the southern part of the country. He went on to accuse the West of using technology to influence the nation's climate, saying sandstorms, droughts, and other extreme weather were the result of an unspecified method of war. Last year, Iranian President Mohammad Ahmadinejad accused Western countries of devising plans to cause drought in Iran. And Hassan Mousavi said, European countries are using special equipment to force clouds to dump water on their own continents. Last night on Dark Matter News, we reported the sad news of the savage murder of the traveling robot known as Hitchbot. Hitchbot was traveling in Philadelphia after safely touring Canada, Germany, and the Netherlands. Today, footage of what is claimed to be the final moments of the traveling robot Hitchbot has been released. But there are suspicions of a cruel prank. Popular local vlogger Jesse Wellens, who was among the last people to see Hitchbot alive on Saturday, together with another vlogger, Ed Bassmaster, claimed Monday that he had acquired footage of the attack. Hitchbot, which was designed as a social experiment project to see if humans can empathize with a helpless, child-sized machine that needed their help to get around, was found decapitated last Saturday after a brutal attack in Philadelphia. The video uploaded to Snapchat shows a man in a backwards hat and a Philadelphia Eagles jersey, identifying him as number 12, Randall Cunningham, a quarterback for the NFL team in the 1980s and early 90s. The video shows someone having ripped off the robot's arm and stomping on something obstructed from the view twice. No motive for the attack was apparent from the footage. There is speculation that the video may have been made by Wellens himself as a prank. Bassmaster, who was with Wellens during the encounter, often wears an oversized number 12 Philadelphia Eagles jersey while acting as an alter ego character. Hitchbot was created by Canadian researchers Professor Frank Zeller from Ryerson University. It relied on its goofy appearance and limited means of communications powered by a special computer program to steal rides from humans. He stole plenty of hearts, too, along the way. Check out darkmatternews.com for a look at the videos in question and decide for yourself, fake or prank. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.